You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This year, researchers found a microorganism that became an oxymoron for the term microorganism, a bacterium that could be seen with the naked human eye. So, for today's episode of Tomorrow's World, a stellar chance to Dr. Kim Handley, a microbiologist from the University of Auckland, about the implications of such a discovery on the field. Now, Stella started off by asking Dr. Handley what the unit of measurement for microbes is.
Micrometers. So we're talking 1/1000th of a millimeter. So this is where they're usually sitting, really tiny, and you usually cannot see them with your eye.
Incredible. And so what's the parameters or model of metabolism of a usual microbe? What have the previously kind of stipulated upper limits been? How does this new microbe break those boundaries?
Sure. So usually in bacteria, they have very, very small cell sizes. And so what they're doing is relying on diffusion only. They have no complex cellular compartments within them. They're just relying on molecules diffusing across gradients to get where they need to be. And this limits the size of a bacteria.
This microbe is obviously visible to the naked human eye, which is quite unusual. It also appears to have membrane-bound compartments, is how the authors describe it. What does it mean that this bacteria stores its DNA in membrane-bound compartments?
Well, it's highly unusual. So bacteria are actually, you know, one of the characteristics of bacteria is that they don't bind their DNA in membranes. This is what complex organisms such as you and I do. And most bacteria don't need this. But what the authors speculate for these large sulfur bacteria, these very, very giant bacteria, is that they probably need to do this because of their size to actually keep functions together. And it's not just DNA that they have inside those compartments. Your DNA is like the, you know, like a code for, say, baking. It's like recipes for the cell. It's actually also got the protein manufacturing machinery, and those two things need to be quite close together. And so in the large volume of these cells, actually putting the DNA and the protein manufacturing machinery close together, it's like having your recipe book in your kitchen, and that's really important.
And so the bacteria apparently has 3 times as many genes as most bacteria. Is it always the case that the amount of genes correlates to how maybe complex an organism is?
No, not at all. So some very simple, like amoeba, for example, or even trees. Some trees have enormous genomes, much, much bigger than humans, for example. So when you get to really complex organisms, not bacteria, for example, there's no real correlation there between the size of a genome and the complexity. And actually, we don't understand a lot of what some of those very big genomes are doing, or what a lot of those genes are for. But in bacteria, generally speaking, there is a very strong relationship between the size of a genome and the size of the bacteria. And so in this case, what we're seeing is not unsurprising for a bacteria, where you have a big genome and a big cell. And generally, that's just because if you've got a bigger genome, you need a bigger space to put it in. So you're kind of with bacteria, they're so small and spaces, real estate is so precious that they're actually increasing their cell size to actually store their DNA.
And so obviously what's incredible about this microbe is the fact that it's so large. By leaving the microbial world, so to speak, how do you think it might have changed the way it's interacting with its environment?
Yeah, so it's actually from a family of large bacteria, large sulfur bacteria. So they're all kind of more or less doing the same sort of thing, just in a slightly different way. And I think their size enables them to sort of exploit a new niche or a different niche. So they're not competing in the same space as other bacteria that, like, these organisms like to eat sulfur. So they're eating sulfide, which is that stuff that smells like rotten eggs. So if you've ever been to a hot spring, for example. So these organisms, what they're doing is actually most of the cell inside the cell is kind of like a water bladder, and that water bladder is full of what they think in this particular case, that it's full of nitrate, which is kind of the next best thing to oxygen if you microbes need to breathe just like we do. So usually they will use oxygen, but they can also, some like these organisms, can use nitrate instead. And so they're storing nitrate inside their cells. And what that means is if there is no, at times when there's no oxygen, they're likely to be able to use this nitrate that they've stored inside themselves. Kind of like if you were a diver and you had an oxygen tank, these guys have a bladder full of what they need to breathe with them.
And so the authors conclude that this discovery might mean that large and more complex bacteria might be hiding in plain sight. How likely do you think that is?
It's probably very likely. So some of the weirdest things that are out there, we just haven't found yet. There's a lot out there we don't know about microbes and the environment. So many of them we don't hand culture in our labs. Most of them we're just learning about now through advances in DNA sequencing, where we're going out and sampling the environment and sequencing their genomes. Much more to learn. And this new discovery is, you know, on the back of previous discoveries. So some of its relatives, for example, in the last, say, several years or decades, there have just been continuous discoveries over time. So I think there's still more to come. I think we're still going to be surprised by what's out there, and it is very cool. It's the same with viruses as well. So, you know, in recent years, there were discoveries about giant viruses that have been hiding in plain sight. People kind of saw these things down the microscope and thought they were bacteria, but it turns out they were viruses.
That was Stella speaking to Dr. Kim Handley, a microbiologist from the University of Auckland, about a bacterium that could be seen with the naked human eye for this week's Tomorrow's World.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.